Highway bill, energy bill, Central American trade agreement, economic upturn. President Bush should be enjoying a state of euphoria on his Texas ranch. But other signs, mainly about Iraq, are disturbing.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
As happened with the Vietnam War, the indications of dissatisfaction at first came gradually. The opinion polls showing the president's handling of the war slipping. A veteran returned from Iraq runs for a vacant House seat in Ohio as a Democrat, denouncing the president as a chicken hawk, and he comes within an ace of winning in a heavily Republican district. And then there is Cindy Sheehan, whose son was killed in Sadr City, Baghdad, and who wants the president to tell her why. With a few dozen other Gold Star mothers, she is holding vigil in tents on the road leading to the ranch. Ms. Sheehan, suffering from laryngitis, talked to me on the phone today through a companion, Jody Evans. She feels buoyed by the media attention and a feeling of growing support. The sheriff, who was sent to order them out of their roadside position, instead offered them parking space for their vehicles. They think they are the beginning of something, a spark that will ignite a movement. They will stay in their position until the president goes, probably at the end of August, and they plan to follow him back to Washington. They are not expecting Mr. Bush to meet with them. More than the Democratic near victory in Ohio, more than the polls showing support for the president's handling of the war down to 38%, these Gold Star mothers against the war indicate something happening in a nation long willing to stand behind the leader. Tomorrow, the president is planning, with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld by his side, to report on progress in Iraq at a news conference on the ranch. Cindy Sheehan and her Gold Star mother companions have not been invited to attend. This is Daniel Shore.